Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Impact Vest podcast, transformative global innovation in a new era of impact. I'm Aisha Williams, the founder and CEO of Impact Vest, and along with our guest host, we aim to inspire and motivate towards collective positive global impact to solve our world's most pressing challenges in sustainability. With each episode, we will engage in insightful conversations with global changemakers, visionaries, and sustainability activists who wish to build a more sustainable and resilient future. Join us now as we create the future of impact. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast, and Happy New Year to all of our listeners. Today, I have the pleasure to be joined by Bashir Hassan Taraya, the Director of Engineering at Gamaya. Welcome, Bashir, to our podcast today.
Welcome, Aisha. Happy New Year to everybody. It has been a pleasure being with you today.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to speaking with you. Can you tell our listeners a bit about your background and your vision and mission as the Director of Engineering?
Okay, of course. Me, Bashir Hussam, I'm currently holding the position of Director of Engineering in El Gaia. I've been working for like 14 years in the telecom industry in different parts and different teams. Actually, in the last 8 years of my career, I've been focusing on the fintech and the digital products. I joined the Gamaya around 2 years ago. That's where we have been focusing on having a very reliable product to be presented to our users, focusing on the technology behind, digitizing everything that we have. Actually, our mission is to give our users, our product is based on a concept which is called ROSCA, Rotating Saving and Credit Association. Maybe we could talk about it in further details. Actually, our vision is to be the number one fintech application within the GCC region. That's why we are focusing on having a very flexible and easy user experience to be presented to our customers.
And can you tell us a bit more about the growth of fintech in the GCC and in Egypt in particular, because it's a growing field and there's lots of interest, I think, here at the start of 2024.
Yeah, actually, it is. It's one of the great industries that have been going throughout the past couple of years. The focus is not only coming from the investors, it's coming from the government itself. From talking about Egypt specifically, in the Egyptian government is focusing on the concept of financial inclusion. We have like 67% of our population are still unbanked. So what we are trying to do here is we provide them with the digital solutions where we can include them within the whole economy, where each and every penny is or pound is being paid to be entering the economy of Egypt, which is a very big and a great target to be achieved by the government itself. So we have the government support. This is one thing. The other thing is, as you are saying, it's a lot of new entrants, yet the entrant barrier is not that easy. It's not that easy to be entering the fintech due to a lot of regulations that we have. The government is supporting, yet it's trying to maintain and keep the security and the data privacy of our users to make sure that everything is secured, no security breaches, and everything is going on the right track. This is another aspect. That's why we need to take into consideration a lot of aspects to be able to perform in a very good manner. Yeah. On the other side, a lot of investors are just seeing that there are a lot of potentials in the fintech industry within Egypt, and as it's growing so fast. And also, we have a lot of population, so the market is huge, a lot of opportunities. This is for Egypt specifically. As for GCC region, we can see a lot of other countries that are having like a blast economically, like Saudi Arabia, like Emirates. We have a lot of investors that are willing to invest in such very promising markets. Maybe they don't have the same population as Egypt, yet the markets are very steady, and it can have return on investment in a very very good return on investment. That's why the fintech is considered a very promising field to invest and to work within.
And what do you consider to be very unique about the Egyptian fintech ecosystem that really can't be found anywhere else, that kind of gives you and your team an edge when building your products?
You know, our customers always surprise us. They surprise us in a way that they could be using our application in a way that even us, we don't know about it. They could be using it for saving. They could be using it for other things that might give us ideas for new products. We have a lot of people here in Egypt, and the Egyptian citizen, I can say that he's very smart while dealing with the money itself. We are always surprised with what they can do and what they are doing. Maybe they are doing it without using the ecosystem of the normal economy of Egypt. And what we are trying to do is we see what they are doing right now, and we could like give them solutions to make it very easy for them. As a matter of fact, Al-Jam'iyya itself is a concept that is driven from traditional practice that has been doing, that the Egyptian market has been doing for a very long time. Actually, a lot of citizens, that they just choose to save with each others rather than putting their money within the bank. So this is where we got the idea. Actually, the idea got for our CEO, Ahmed Abdin. He was trying to get married, really. And this is what's been happening in Egypt. If you're trying to get married, you try to save for the marriage. And so he tried to find other people to save with. And he wasn't able to see to find other people to save with. That's where it came. The idea came. The idea itself came from the Egyptian market itself, from the Egyptian users. So actually, what we can do and what's the edge is that we could see what they are doing and we could digitize it. This is, we have been doing this, for a long time.
Yeah. And so you saw the need in the market and you were able to kind of build a product that directly spoke to those needs. And are there future products on the horizon or future needs from your customers that you believe that you're the most well-suited to serve those needs?
Yes, of course. We have recently launched a new product, which is called Hassala. Hassala is like you're saving a very small amount each month, and you get a bulk amount and the end of the duration that that the user is already determining. So with incentive as well. So to make sure that if you don't have like a bulk to put it in the bank and get an interest on, now you can just save a small amount of your salary, and at the end of the period of time, you will be getting premium is compared to the premium that you can get from the bank itself, if you're going to put the full amount within at once. We also have other products, B2B products focusing on, like getting for the employees of the companies. We get them like, you could have like a salary in advance, then you could pay for what you have already taken in like 3 months period or 5 month period and so on. So we have other products based on B2B as well.
That is great. And you also spoke about expansion within the GCC. And can you tell us a bit more about your expansion plans and where you see things going from here?
Yeah, actually, as I was talking about, a lot of potential markets within the GCC, like Saudi Arabia and like Emirates. Saudi Arabia, we have already spoken with several entities there to make sure that we could expand there with the same name that we have for Jamaiya. We could be providing solution that is fitting the Saudi market based on our experience in a much larger market, which is Egypt. Yet the return on investment within Saudi Arabia could be very promising, as the market is growing very fast and it's very stable as well financially, and economically it's very stable. That's why we are trying to have very serious talks about expanding there, inshallah.
Yes, and I think to be able to expand within the Saudi market and show that scale will be really interesting in terms of user base and a growing user base to show the different needs that will come out of that, right? And where do you see the future of fintech and your products going with the growing adoption of AI and the other megatrends that we've been seeing since last year, right? How are you either adapting, integrating with all of the new technology that's around us?
It's a very good question. Actually, what we're trying to do now, we are currently adopting AI techniques and AI technologies, a lot of our scoring for the user. You know, as you can see that if someone needs to join our cycles and he needs to be paid a big amount of money, and he needs to in a sooner seat or a sooner slot, you can do so. Yet we have our engine or behavioral score model, which is considering the behavior of the user based on AI and see and match whether this user can be, how risky the user is based on the history of the user and based on the history that we can see from other users that are pretty much similar to the same user. Actually, we are capitalizing on AI technology in the behavioral score model. This is something. Also, we are capitalizing on AI in our contribution or the cash flow for having the users distributed among the slots that we already have. So actually, having said that, being in the fintech industry without without capitalizing on AI, it's something very risky. We need to opt for even more and more AI technologies to ensure that our technology is cutting edge technology and making sure that we are getting each and every opportunity that we can get. So capitalizing on AI, I don't think now in the fintech, it's something optional. It has to be done.
Yes, and I think that's across industry. So we're just in the beginning of the possibility.
Yes, yeah, sure. Yeah.
And so that's really exciting. And if we look kind of a couple of years into the future here, you spoke about the needs of the unbanked population. Where do you see kind of the trend going in terms of being able to meet the needs of the unbanked population as they become more integrated into capital markets? How do you think that the focus of your products will change?
The focus of our product, it needs to be, as I was telling you, we have a lot of unbanked users in Egypt here. A lot of users are still digitally illiterate. We have to focus on digital literacy and financial literacy as well. And it's both aspects. So what we are trying to do now is to the product to be very easy for the user to use, for the digital barrier to be very easy for the user. This is something for the digital literacy. And for the financial literacy, this is what we have been trying to do. We have already ambassadors for our product, and we call the model that we are using as ambassador model, the ambassador model, if you are, it's like an Uberization model, like someone from can be used and as an ambassador from our company, and he needs to financially make the surroundings literate. Yeah, so it's spreading the financial literacy in some other governorates, not only Cairo, not so focusing on a lot of on-ground activities to make sure that the users are financially literate and also digitally literate to be able to capitalize and utilize more and more from the very big market that we already have. So the focus here is to make the application and our solution is very simple to use. And the other thing is to have like focus to teach our users how to be financially aware, financially literate as well, through our ambassadors, through our communication channels, to make sure that each and every user will be able to know what's best for him. And this is where we stand. We need the benefit of our user. We need to give a value for our user. This is our mission as well.
Yes, and I'm really inspired by your mission. And I think this is the time to be able to leverage AI to grow within the GCC. The Saudi market, like you said, is really exponential growth here. And so this is a really great time to be able to leverage, you know, the power of fintech to solve our global challenges here.
Let's hope for the best.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Bashir. And we wish you all of the best. And thank you for being part of our alliance. And we'll be following your progress and happy to welcome you back on another episode when you have all of these markets.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
We'll see your growth and we'll be cheering you on.
Thank you. It has been a pleasure being with you today. Looking forward to having more and more of such podcasts.
Yes, great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the ImpactVest podcast, transformative global innovation in a new era of impact. Join us next week for another episode and become part of our ImpactVest newsletter community, where you will receive all of the latest updates about our work in this new era of innovative impact finance. See you next week as we create the future of finance at ImpactVest.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.